Number 1.
Hi, this call is for Ken Doyle. This is Jacqueline calling from the Vesta Medical Clinic. You have an appointment to see Dr. Guerra tomorrow morning at 9. I'm afraid someone made a scheduling error. The clinic is actually closed tomorrow because Dr. Guerra will attend a workshop. So, we must change your appointment time. I'm really sorry about this. Please call us back at 216-555-0804.
Question. Why is the speaker calling? Number 2.
Thank you for choosing Worldwide Freight for your cargo shipping needs. If your call is regarding an express delivery, please press 1. If you want to use our overseas delivery service, please press 2. If you want to check the location and status of a shipment which is already in transit, please press 3. If you want to talk to a customer service representative, please remain on the line.
Question. What should the listener do to check where a shipment is? Number 3.
Good morning. This is Timothy from Rockford Furniture. We were supposed to deliver your Edgington leather sofa this afternoon at 2 p.m. However, I'm afraid there was an error in our inventory and we're currently sold out of that model. We expect a new shipment next week, so we can get the product to you on April 15th. Please call me back at 555-2099 to confirm that you will be home on that day. As an apology, we'll include 2 free cushions with your order.
Question. What is the purpose of the call? Number 4. Hi, this is Jack Randall. I've just checked my credit card statement and found a charge for $22 from your store. It's true that I purchased 2 items from your store on June 24th, but those were a $15 mug and a $12 plate. I don't know why there's a separate charge for $22. I want you to correct the wrong charge on my account. Please call me at 332-9191 as soon as you get this message. Question. By how much was the speaker overcharged? Number 5.
Hi, this is Adriana Black from Explorer North Company. Our company's end-of-year banquet at your hotel last year was so successful that we were hoping to return again this year on Friday, December 28th. Ideally, we would like to arrange a buffet for approximately 150 employees, followed by a musical performance and drinks. Please let me know if you think this would be possible.
Question. What is the speaker inquiring about? Number 6.
Hi, Mr. Mullins. It's Pam. Since you were unable to attend the staff meeting, I want to give you an update. After discussing the weekly assignments that were made on May 7th, we decided it would be more efficient to change some of the roles. Heidi and Kurt will swap duties for this week. If that goes well, we'll continue that way for the rest of the month. Abby and Jamie will keep their assigned roles.
Question. Look at the graphic. Who will be in charge of updating a website?